This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Education Report. TOEFL is an important test for foreign students who want to study in the United States. TOEFL stands for Test of English as a Foreign Language, and today it is the subject in Part 9 of our Foreign Student Series. More than 4,000 American universities and other schools require students seeking admission to take the test. It measures the ability to read, write, and understand English. The Educational Testing Service produces two kinds of TOEFL tests. One is taken by computer in a special testing center. This is how people in most areas of the world take the TOEFL. The second version is taken with paper and pencil. One of our listeners, Ana Paula Pinheiro in Brazil, has written to ask us about the minimum score needed to pass the TOEFL. Colleges and universities set their own requirements, but in general, schools want a minimum score on the paper and pencil test of about 550. This is out of a possible 677 points. On the computer test, schools generally require a minimum score of about 213 out of a possible 300 points. The TOEFL includes a part to test listening skills. A new TOEFL is being developed. It will also test speaking skills. This test will be given starting in September of 2005. The Educational Testing Service says it is still doing tests to see what might be considered a passing score. You can take the TOEFL as many times as you wish, but you must pay each time. The cost is about $130. Experts say it is a good idea to take the test one or two times for experience. They also say the best way to prepare for the TOEFL is to use English as much as you can. Internet users can find more information about the TOEFL at toefl.org. TOEFL.org. The postal address is TOEFL Services, Educational Testing Service, Post Office Box 6151, Princeton, New Jersey, 08541, USA. Our Foreign Students Series is online at voaspecialenglish.com. And if you have a general question about studying in the United States, send it to special@voanews.com. We can only answer questions on the air. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach.